Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
I'm going to work until the day is done. I'm going to work till the day is done. Then I'll cease from sorrows, and there'll be no tomorrow, 'cause I'm going to work until the day is done. Come on, let's work until the day is done. Come on, let's work until the day is done. We'll cease from sorrows, and there'll be no tomorrow. Come on, let's work until the day, hey, is done. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God has used the word fabulous to encourage me to excellence in all that I do for Him. God told me that I am a customer service agent for Him, and my job is to service souls by encouraging them through His word. I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God as I practice the God habit. And as you see on today, singing my song, that I'm already encouraged in the Lord, because I'm going to work until the day is done. And I want you to come and work with me until the day is done. Work until the day is done. Then we will cease from sorrow, and there will be no tomorrow. But come on right now, and let's work until the day is gone. And then we'll hear God say, "Woo! Well done, my good and faithful servant." Don't you want to hear God say those words, "My good and faithful servant"? Well, I want to welcome you on today as we today journey in the word of the Lord. And our topic for today, and I just magnify God, how that He gives me the topics to talk about. And I ask Him, because He said we have not because we ask not. Excuse me. But when we ask, He gives us. So I asked Him, "Lord, what would you have for today? And so he gave me nothing left over. Nothing left over. Do you like leftovers? You know, some people don't like leftovers, and they won't eat leftovers. But nothing left over. We're going to talk about that on today. Thank you, Lord. But before we get into our topic on today of nothing left over, we want to talk to the Lord, and we want to touch and agree. I want to agree with you for God to do whatever it is that you are needing him to do. Yes, touch and agree. We have started here in my home healing school. Yes, healing school. We're doing a healing class. It's time to get back to what we know works, and that is the Word of God. So we've got to go back to standing on the Word of God. We know that it works. So great a cloud of witnesses have witnessed down through the years. Thank you, Lord Jesus, of God's healing power. So he's given us power. He's given us authority to speak. My God, he's given us that power and authority over the enemy to speak to our bodies, to speak to things, situations, and that they change. So we are doing a healing class right here, starting with my family. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I'm expecting God to heal mind, body, and spirit. And I magnify God for his word on today. So I want you to come on and go with me. And I'm going to touch and agree with you for God to do whatever it is that you are needing on today. If you need a healing for your mind, oh God, I believe God can do that. If you need a healing for your body, I believe God can do that. If you need a healing in your spirit, a bad spirit, a stronghold spirit, you need healing, deliverance, whatever it is that you need. I believe that we can speak to it, and God will do what we ask. We have not because we've not asked God. So come go with me today and get it in your mind that God can do anything but fail. All you have to do is have the faith to believe that God can do it. God can do it. Have you considered God? Have you considered God? Have you considered him? And consider him first. Go to him first with the situation and ask him to give you how. We have not because we ask not. And then he said, acknowledge me. Acknowledge me. I want to be in on it. Have a conference with God. Have a conference with God. And he will give you just how. Just how to do it, whatever it is that you need done. Oh, well, I have hope that I've encouraged you to catch a hope to God. Come on up out of your lower self in your mind and believe God. For the next 20 minutes, I want you to catch a hope to what I'm saying and believe God. Believe God that he can do anything but fail. Nothing. God can't fail nothing. And he won't fail anything. He said that he's a man that cannot lie. If he said it, I say that settles it. Because he will do what he said that he would do. Now, take a hold to that and believe God with me as we pray on today. All right, all minds in, faith built up and we're ready to go to receive it, I want you to take it, whatever you're needing from God. Take it. That's what receive means, to take. So take it. Take it as we pray. Touch and agree with you right now. Most gracious Father in heaven on today, we sure do thank you, Lord. And Father, we magnify you for who you are, God. For you are great and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And we give them, Lord, to you in the name of Jesus. What a mighty God that we serve on today. A mighty God that can do anything but fail. You cannot fail, God. And we thank you for that. Thank you for knowing that we can depend on you, that we can put all of our trust, God, in you. Thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. So many times, Lord, situations fall through, God. So many times, God, we don't know where to go and what to do. But with you, God, we know where. We know who to ask. And we thank you for that, God, because we can come to you in the name of Jesus and believe, God, that you will work situations out, whatever they may be, God. Healing, deliverance, whatever, God, in the name of Jesus. In our minds, oh God, heal our minds, God, so we will have right thoughts, God, good thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the minds, oh God, of your people. Go in the homes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go in the homes on today, God. Every home, God, in the name of Jesus. The believers' home, oh God. Go in there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that are want to be believers, come into you, God. Go in that home, God, right now, God. Regulate, God. Regulate that mind, God. In the homes, oh God, today, God. Regulate them, Lord Jesus. Would you arrest, oh God. Go in there, God, and arrest those people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that peace may abide. I touch and agree, God, in the name of Jesus, to the listeners on today, God, those that have been praying and asking, oh God, for deliverance in that home, God. Do it for your glory, God, for your praise, oh God. You said, well, two or three, God, touch it and agree it on anything, Father. You said you would be in the midst, oh God, and that you would do it, Lord Jesus. And Father, we believe in it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we magnify you, God, as we stand on your mighty word on today, God. For you look for your word, oh God. Thank you to bring it to pass, God. And thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. You're looking for your word, for us to give you your word, God, as we stand on it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify your holy name on today, God. Now go into the hospitals, Lord, the nursing homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Walk up and down those halls. Visit those rooms, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort your people, Lord, everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage the believers, oh God. Speak to them, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that they come a-running, oh God, back to you, Lord. It's time, oh God, that we come back to you, God. Use your word, Lord. It's our medicine, oh God. Too many sick believers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to them today, God, through your word, oh God. Courage their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If they'll get up and they'll come running, oh God. What must I do? Let me get to the job that the Lord has given me to do. In your name on today, God, praying for them, Lord Jesus, praying for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It's time, oh God, it's past time. Time is almost out, and we yet have not begun to do the jobs of the word, God, that you have given us to do, Lord. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Have mercy, God. Have mercy on your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In your name today, God, help us, Lord, to quit the excuses, Lord, of why, God. I'm going to wait until I get right. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. But you're the only one, God, that can get us right for heaven, oh, God. You know what it takes, God. in the name of Jesus. So let us come running, God. Running in your word. Get in that word, God. In the name of Jesus. You said my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Knowledge of you. Knowledge of your word, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy today, God. Have mercy today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver, God. And allow your people to get up. Running, God. In the name of Jesus. Like Jonah, God. When you released him, God. He went running, oh God. In the name of Jesus. To deliver your message, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, in your name, oh today, God. Help us to get in a hurry, God. To get the job done, which you would have, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on our elders, God. My pastor, God. In the name of Jesus. Look on him and bless him. Bless all nations, God. Your churches, God. Your people, God. In the name of Jesus. God, allow the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, God. Allow the Holy Ghost to rule and abide in your house, God. In the name of Jesus. In your house, God. Allow your anointing, God, to break yokes, oh God. Set your people free, God. In the name of Jesus. We touch and agree today, God. We touch and agree, God, that you, Lord, take over, Lord. Take over, God. Hallelujah. Do it your way, God. Do it your way, God. Take over, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we'll magnify you. And we'll give you glory. We'll give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on Mother Campbell and her family, God. In the name of Jesus. Encourage their hearts on today, God. In the name of Jesus. Encourage them, Lord. The bereaved families, Lord. Would you go there? You're the only one that know how, God, to encourage a heart, Lord. Do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll thank you. And we'll magnify you for it right now. God, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings. You said that you, God, would direct us. We thank you for your anointing today on this program, God. Have your mighty way, God, as I speak the things that you've given, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, I magnify you, and I give you glory for it on today, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank God. Thank God for prayer, 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 prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's always in order. Thank you, God. God said that man ought to always pray the word, pray the word. Pray the word, always pray and never faint. We should not be fainting. It's too late in the day to be fainting. But we need to put on strength, be strong in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Put him on and wear him. God has blessed me to write this book, dressing in the designer, in God's designer word, dressing in it, because God designed the word just for us. He designed it for the believer. The only thing that the Bible tells the sinner man to do is repent, and receive him. And then he too is included in the inheritance of God. God has an inheritance for us as believers. So it's praying time. It's believing time. Yes, it is, to step out, step off of the shore, out into the deep, by faith. You can't do it by yourself. I can't do it by myself. Without God, I am nothing. But with him in my life, I can do all things. Because he said greater things would we do. With Christ in my life, I can do it. And I'm not sitting around waiting for somebody else to pat me on the back. but I'm waiting for God to go ahead. If he said, go ahead, go ahead. It's go ahead. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Try and stop me if you will, but you'll be getting in the way, hindering what God has for me to do. And I am determined. I'm determined to get a job done on God's program. Well, all right. All right. Go to my website. If you have a prayer request and you desire prayer, go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and leave that prayer request right there. Now, if you need a motivational encourager to come to your event to encourage where you are, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And this is the job that the Lord has given me to encourage through his word. And I enjoy my job. I enjoy what the Lord has given me. I am enjoying my journey. Yes, there's joy, peace, love over in the Holy Ghost. And I am having the time of my life. And I thank God for that. So if you have a testimony and you would like to share that, well, I'm live and in living color for the next 7 minutes right here on Block Talk Radio. And you can have those 7 minutes if you call in to 347-850-8928. I have a topic to talk about. Now, I can talk about the Lord. Nothing left over. Hallelujah. But I'll give them to you if you have a testimony that you would like to share on today. Well, if not, then we're going to go on with what God has given. And that's nothing left over. Hallelujah. I'm going to work until the day is done. That's what I'm going to do. And I thank God that I'm encouraged. I have been through some mighty rough situations in my life. But it's nobody but God that has brought me through them. So he has worked stuff out of me. What does that scripture says let us lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. God has worked those weights out of me. The ones that he wore out, he worked them out up until this present time. He's worked them out, the weights, so that they don't easily beset me anymore. And I'm running this race. I'm running my race with patience because I want to see what the end is going to be. What a joy to read afresh this morning of God's commitment to finish what he starts in us. He began the work by the Spirit, and he will complete the work by the Spirit. Here is Fabulous Fresh Touch devotional thought for the day based on Philippians 1 and 6. And it says, being confident, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you and me will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You see, there is no retirement in God. We may retire from our job, we may retire from whatever, but never in God. Because it's about a relationship. It's a personal relationship with God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nothing left over. So I want to work until the day is done. I want to follow his guidance, his leading. And I have confidence that God will do just that if I will continue to obey him and follow his lead. until the day of Christ Jesus. So there's no retirement in the Lord. We are to wear out in the service of God. What service? Not just going to church, not just in those four walls, but whatever the Lord has given us to do, to encourage others, whatever God has given you. And he has given me to be an encourager. And I love my job encouraging others, you on today, to be encouraged. Don't have anything left over in you. I'm working out my soul salvation. I'm working it all out. I want it all out of me, worked out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. On God's program, I'm working it out, the things that God give me. Nothing left over. So when I leave here, I don't want nothing left. Said, she got it done. She got it done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want it all. I don't want anything left over that God has given me to do. Want to work it all out? I want to work it all out. This is a lifestyle. Holiness is the believer's way of living. This is our life, and we are to live it every day. Dressing in God's designer word. John 9:4 said, I must work the works of him that sent me. God is the one from our mother's womb. He already predestined who we are to be. We got off course. We got off course because we say, I was raised up in church. I'm tired of church. So we get out and we go our own ways and get into things that sometimes it's hard for us to get back to God. Oh, but if he allowed you to get back, because you see, I was a backslider too. But thank God for his mercy, his grace, that he allowed me back in the fold. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I'm working out my soul salvation. Nothing left over. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night's going to come. It's going to come after a while. It's going to come after a while when we won't be able to work. When we lay down and take that last breath, we won't be able to work. So while the blood is running warm in our veins, let's get a job done on God's program. John 12:35, so Jesus told him, for a little while longer, the light will be among you. Walk while you have the light, for darkness will not overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he's going. If you don't walk in Jesus, thank you, who is the light of the world, you don't know where you're going. You just do it. Go out through the motion, existing, but you're not living. Allow God. Galatians 6:10 says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to the family of faith. God has called each of one of us from our mother's womb and given us something to do. What are you doing with what God has given you? Our true leader, do you have a relationship with God? My sheep know my voice. Time is winding up. The sun is almost down. And yet we have not. Some have not started. Some have stopped for whatever reason. But will God hear that excuse? That excuse may be good enough for man, but will it cause God to say, depart from me? So let us leave nothing. Let nothing be left in us. Let's get a job done so God will be pleased and we can say, hallelujah, So until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying bye-bye.